My program said to have a congregational, but I don't guess y'all want to hear me. My voice has never worked, and my arm not working today. I'll go ahead and tell you, Clap Platine and I moved. I fell against the wall yesterday, and the house moved down the road about 2 foot. I know. It's all her fault. No doubt. But it is good to be here today, and it scares me to death every time I get up and preach, and I've been at it a while, but you never get over the fear that you might have somehow let God down. And I certainly don't want to do that. We come to praise Him today, come to praise Him for His love and all the things that He does for us. And I want to look to this morning for a few moments in Psalms 138. I want to share a few thoughts with you in there. As we look at this, we come with one thing in mind. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was about celebration. Did you come to celebrate today? Amen. I came to celebrate. I celebrate a lot of things. I told them this morning, anything got to do with Jesus, I celebrate it. It's a spiritual thing. If I see a cross, I want to celebrate. If I see a Bible, I want to celebrate. If I see a church, I want to celebrate. Because my God is great. Amen. My God is big. My God is able. And my God is willing. If we be willing. So we come today to celebrate Him. No matter what else happens, we're going to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior. Read with me, if you will. He said, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for the truth, for thou hast magnified the word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the way of the Lord, for great is the glory of our Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Therefore, I walk in the midst of a trouble that will revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Father, we thank you for your word today. Magnify that word in our hearts today, Lord. Speak to us, dear Heavenly Father, in a way that maybe we've not been holding back. We've been holding back and wasn't just ready to receive it, dear Heavenly Father, but speak to our hearts today. Not for the glory of man, dear Heavenly Father, but God's glory and His glory alone. In Jesus' name, amen. What was David doing here? What was David doing in this? He was praising God. You know, if you, a Baptist preacher, you get 3 P's in the poem, he can make a sermon out. I got 3 P's, but I don't have a poem today. He was praising God. And God says there in verse 5 that one day, every knee, every soul is going to bow and praise Him and call Him Lord. Everyone. Everyone, no matter where they are, and what they've done, and whether they've received Him or not, they're going to bow and praise God. That tells me that there are going to be people in the depths of hell, in the furnace of the devil, and they're going to have to praise God. That's pitiful. That's pitiful. The way that God has opened up for us and given us and blessed us so much for all the things that we're doing, that we have done and what we are. David was praising, he was promising, he was protecting, he was perfecting, he was doing all these things. What we need, I believe, more than anything else today, what I need more than anything else today, and I assume we do, America needs, our world needs today, our churches need today, our communities need today, our schools need today, every one of us need a closer relationship with God. And the only way we can get that is invite Him to come in. Lord, come in to my heart again today. Refresh me today. Charge my battery, Lord. I want to hear what you have to say. Hey, you know, there's so many things I don't understand in this world. A lot of things I don't want to understand. I don't know why I failed yesterday. Boy, I busted a wall. I could still use that arm today. I don't know if it's broke, that shoulder, or what it is, but God's blessing me through the whole thing. And I respect Him. He's never let me down. I've been through a lot, just like a lot of you, and God has never let me down. He's not going to let me down this time. And I just praise Him for the opportunity I have today, under the circumstances, to be here today. I'm sorry the preacher's gone, but we'll make do till he gets back. Hallelujah. He says there, first of all, I will praise. I'll think about praising you tomorrow about something. He says, I will praise thee. With how much? How much is David saying he's going to praise him? My whole heart. Not just in a few words. Not just in a little token of it. But he said, I will praise thee with my whole heart. And before all the other things in the world, all the goodies we have and all the gatherings we got and all the junk we gather up, stack up, and pile up. Before all those things that we have made gods out of in this world, I will praise you. I will sing praise unto you. I will sing praise unto you. He said, and I turned my head and I'm going to worship toward the holy temple. I'm going to tell you something today. When I think of the holy temple of God, I think of a perfected place. A perfected place. I had rather be the gatekeeper at God's temple than to live in the Biltmore house any day. Because it's bigger, it's greater, and it's magnified by God's own light and God's own power and God's own love. And He instilled that in David and He instills it in us today. We should praise Him with all our hearts, look into that holy temple, and praise and sing praises to Him for Thy loving kindness, for Thy truth, that has magnified the Word above all the names. God has been good to us. He puts us ahead of everything else. God loves His children. God loves me today. God loves me. I love y'all. I love every one of you. Jerry Clark says, I love y'all. And I love you today in the precious name of Jesus. He says, in the day when I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with the strength in my soul. Has God ever strengthened you? Have you had a need and God strengthened you? He will. He'll strengthen you physically and He'll strengthen you spiritually. And that's the part I like. There's nothing me and God can't do. All I got to do is sit back. He's going to do it. Ain't nothing I can do. God wants to bless us today. God has already blessed us. Have you got something God's blessed you with today? You know, there's a lot of things in the world that we take for granted that God has blessed us with. We have so much, we take it for granted. We stockpile so much, we take it for granted how good God has been. God has blessed this country, folks. God has blessed this nation beyond measure, more than our minds could even think about. When I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Those encouraging words. Jesus said, I love you. I love you this much. Oh, I can't love you. Love you this much and this much. I feel like them rabbits today. Foot and foot, foot and foot, foot, foot. I know some people get tired of me telling junk like that, but you know, it's so true. These three rabbits living out in the country and having a good time, and on one day, the name was Foot and Foot, Foot and Foot, Foot, Foot. And one day, Foot come to Foot, Foot and Foot, 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 and told him, said, I don't feel good. They said, well, Foot, we better take you to the foot doctor. So they loaded Foot up and Foot, Foot and Foot, 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 took him and went down the road, pushed him along in the wheelbarrow, took him to the doctor. And they said, doctor, Foot's sick. So we took him to one foot doctor, and he didn't do foot for him. Doctor said, well, I'll check him out and see what I can do. And so Foot, 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 and Foot, Foot sat waiting on him. Doctor come out directly and said, I got some bad news about Foot. Foot, he's terminal. He's going to pass away. And they said, oh, doctor, no. He said, yeah, I'm afraid so. They put him back in the wheelbarrow, Foot, Foot, and Foot, 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 took him back home, put Foot out there, and sure enough, he died. And they buried him, and they went on a while, and one day, Foot, Foot told Foot, 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 said, I don't feel well. And Foot, Foot, Foot looked at him and said, woo, I got to get you to a doctor. That other doctor weren't worth a foot. So Foot, 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 and Foot, Foot went up the road in that wheelbarrow again, and he put him in there and told the doctor, said, I tell you, said, you got to save him somehow. And he said, well, I'll see what I can do. And he come out in a little while and told Foot, 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 said, Foot, Foot's real sick. He said, no, doctor. No, you can't let him die. He said, I've already got one foot in the grave. All I got's a sore arm. Yea, they shall sing in the way of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. The Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save thee. God protects us, folks. God protects us from ourselves, mostly. We need protection from ourselves so many times. So the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Lord, don't give up on me. That's what David's saying. I'm not perfect. But don't give up on me. David was a man whose life wasn't always a straight path. But God says he'll find us wherever we are and draw us back if we'll just let him. Sometimes our paths get crooked. But there's one thing about it. We don't need to look back. There's a lot of things behind us, each one of us, I'm assuming. I have a lot of stuff behind me. And my path has been crooked sometimes. But I know that God can bring me home from that. I know that he can, because his word said he said, I'll always be with you. My daddy had does anybody know what a terrace is in a field? I see a few heads are dialing a little bit. Used to we had terraces in fields to take the water out of the field. And sometimes they had to go with a lay of the land, so it would run off. It wouldn't pile up, wash trash there and pile up and run over and rush and wash the land away. My daddy had a way. He had a sawhorse type thing about 10 foot long. He had a level on top of it. Put him a hoe in one hand, he'd catch that thing in the other hand, walk through the field and lay off for that terrace. So that water, he never looked back. He went by the level. And he'd go here and he'd go like this sometimes around the fields. And he'd stop every little bit. Every time he set it down, he'd stop and dig a hole. Stop and dig a hole, stop and dig a hole. See, it wasn't straight. But it served a purpose. It did the job. Like our lives, sometimes they're not always straight. But it served a purpose if we keep looking in front of us. If we keep looking for Jesus in front of us, everything will be all right. It may be a little crooked back there. What difference does that make? The Bible teaches us don't look back. That's in the past. Always look to the front. You love the Lord today enough to keep your eye on him all the time. You know what? David had a testimony here about God. How to praise God and receive God's protection and receive the perfecting. He said, perfect me. I wonder if anybody has a testimony you want to share with us today. What God has done for you. God has done so much for you. I know that you... y'all don't want to hear about me. I'll take up all the time. God has done so much. Amen. One thing we got to do is keep our eyes on him. You know, baseball players say, always keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the ball. Through life, we need to keep our eye on Jesus Christ. I know you love him today, you wouldn't be here. I know it wasn't my beautiful words and beautiful preaching that you come for. You love him because no matter who's here, you come to worship him today. Anybody have a testimony? You want a testimony? Well, this is the best sermon we ever heard. It's when somebody testifies. Thank God for saving me. A year ago, hospice was taken care of me. Thank God for saving me. Amen. 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 Amen, sister. Bless your heart. Everybody here ought to be jumping up and saying, I love you, Lord. I love you. I trust you. I know I'm going to see you one day. I love you with all my heart, and I want to keep my eyes on you. I want to keep my focus on you. I don't want to get mixed up in this world. You know, years ago, I sat in an audience just like this. And didn't say a word. I would sit on that bench, and I would sit there till my knuckles turn white if I was standing up, to keep from standing up to praise God. And you know what I decided? When I got myself right with the Lord, and he got to talking to me and me talking to him, and we was having a wonderful time. I'd go down the road, I'm a preaching, I'm a singing, I'm a carrying on. And it got good. And I wanted to talk about it all the time. And one day I said, I will never sit on the bench again when I have a time that I can jump up and say, praise God, if that's all I say. Because he first loved me. I don't know why he loved me, but he does. I don't know why he's blessed me so, but he has. And he just keeps on blessing. And I just want to praise him today. When God called me to the ministry, I was 49 years old. scared to death. I said, God, you made a mistake. I'm not worthy. But I've come to the conclusion I'm still not worthy. God says, I want you. And I was saved when I was young. But I didn't exactly serve God over the years. I lived my own way for a long time. When I was called to preach, I was logging down on an island down in South Carolina, a big island. I was out there logging on that island. There was a bridge about long near the door I had to cross to get in there. And one day I went down there. All my equipment was back in there. Everything I owned to work with was back on that island. I took the hands and went down there one day, and the water was about this deep over that bridge. And I thought, well, what's going on? And I asked around some of the local people, and they said, the water gets over that bridge a little bit. How bad is it? I said, it's this deep over the bridge. My equipment's back in there. They said, it hadn't rained anywhere. Hadn't rained up the country nowhere or nothing. Didn't understand it. Said, it usually goes back down. They get over a little bit, and they go back down over it the next day. For four straight days, I went down there, and that water was still there. And nobody understood it. And God spoke to me. He didn't say, I got you where I want you. He made it clear to me that he wanted me to do something besides cut them beautiful trees. And I didn't buy that. I went back the next day by myself. I hauled my hands there 4 days. Next day I went by myself down there, and that water was still there. And I sat down there, and God broke my heart. He broke me. He broke me like a young mule. He said, I want you to do something else. I said, God, I can't speak. I can't even talk. I don't even like to talk on the telephone. All I want to do is be on this island, cut them trees. I don't care if I ever see anybody else or not. God changed my life. Until I submitted to him, that water stayed there. Then when I went down there and sat and prayed all day long for God to let me get over there and get my equipment out of there, I said, God, I'll do anything you want me to do. I see this is what this is for. I said, I'll do anything you want me to do. I went back down there the next day, and that water was gone. I tried to make a condition with God. I said, Lord, let me just clean up my mess I've made here, cutting this timber. And one more thing, Lord. I had some hands I had for worked with me for 20 years. I said, Lord, find them a job. The weekend come and passed, and on Monday, everyone of them had a job, doing what they were good at. I parked my stuff, and I said, Lord, you just open the door. You open the door, I'll try to get through it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I understand you. Sometimes we have to open our heart to him, listen to him. You know, that's our problem. We don't listen. We want to do all the talking. Sometimes we just have to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever you want from me. Sometimes we need to be reminded how good God is. I went to school. Old man went to school. Dreaded it worse than all get out. Been used to being out in the swamps, doing whatever I wanted to. Go sit at a desk and study day and night. That's the hardest job I ever had. But I knew in my heart that I did the right thing when I gave up and said, Lord, wherever you want me, I'll go. First place he put me was down in South Carolina. My wife said, please don't put us in South Carolina. I said, you stay out of my business from now on. A perfect place. Perfect place. Had a church that needed a pastor. 16 people there. Best place I could ever be in. They taught me a lot. God taught me a lot. I sure don't know everything. I don't know all the answers. I don't even know all the questions. But I know my heart's leaning toward God every time I stand up. And I hope my eyes stay focused on Him instead of the things of this world. 34 years later, I'm still preaching. Not well, ain't walking well. I guess I need to preach well. But my love for God is so deep. It can't be washed away nor taken away. And one day I'll see Jesus. One day I'll see Jesus. And I'll say, Lord, I'm sorry, I tried to make a deal with you. He just said, yeah, that's all right. It worked out. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A lot of processes we go through in life. A lot of decisions we have to make. A lot of things we need to do. I want to share a few verses out of Psalm 139 with you. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising and my understanding. My thoughts are far off. Thou compassest my path and lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. There's nothing that God don't know about us. God knows our coming and going. God knows our doing. God knows when we're up and down. God knows where we are all the time. Sometimes before we dedicate our lives to Him, we might have an inkling to be a part of the world. And we can turn to Him and He will wash that out of our minds. And I pray today that if there's anything in your life and my life that needs changing, that we'll submit ourselves to God and say, God, wash it all away, because you know it all. You can't hide anything from God. God knows everything. He knows our every move, our ups and our downs. He knows our sorrows and He knows our joys. He knows everything about us. There's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest all together. and to say we want to praise him and we want to lift up our arms and lift up our hands and praise him, or if we want to shout, if we want to run around the building, whatever we want to do in the name of Jesus Christ, it's all right. If we want to stand up and praise him and testify to him, it's all right. Sometimes we need to do that. That's in our heart. We need to let it out. If we don't, it's liable to rot in us and decay us, and we'll be subject to the world then and to what the world has to offer. God knows all of it. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Lord, I can't find it. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. But you know, Lord. You know where everything is. You know where everything I need is. If I keep my eyes on you, my focus on you, then, Lord, I know that you're going to see to my needs and see to the desire of my heart and know, God, that I want to praise you above all things in this whole wide world. I want to lift up your name. Lord, I want you to shake the building. I want you to open the door. I want you to fill it with your grace, your mercy, and your love in a way that would leave no doubt in nobody's mind. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? You know, I bet old Jonah talked about this some too. When he was a running and hiding and a boating and a carrying on, and then the fish and water running over him, the seaweed wrapped around his neck and the little whale's belly. I bet he thought about this. Lord, where can I get this? You won't find me. Nowhere. If I ascend into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. I take the wings in the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Lord, you're there. Have you ever been somewhere you'd be ashamed to take Jesus? I have. I thank God that desire left me. I thank God today, in this present time, I don't want to go anywhere that I can't take Jesus. Anywhere that I can't take him and call him my friend, because he is always there. Where shall I go from thy spirit, or where shall I flee from thy presence? If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go to hell, you're there. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. God wants to take care of us. God lifts his hands out to us like he lifted his hands out to the disciples. And he said, you're written in the palm of my hand in blood. My love for you is written in those holes in my hand and those holes in my feet and that hole in my side. All of this is for you, and that spilled blood, that blood that come out of me is for you. Take it and eat it and drink it and do it in remembrance of me, he says. The blood of Jesus, how in the world God can take a crimson blood and wash me white as snow? I don't know. If I get to heaven, I don't care. People say, well, I'm going to ask so-and-so when I get to heaven. I don't care. And I don't think you will either. Even there thy hand shall lead me, and the right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Oh, my goodness. You ever think about that? The light of Jesus Christ and God himself is going to shine. Won't need no light up there. Won't no day, ain't no night. He's overcome all that. The light of Jesus overcomes all the darkness. The light of Jesus overcomes the darkness in our life and in our soul. Over light of Jesus overcomes the world. I don't like darkness. I don't. My brothers used to scare me to death at night. Get out of the barn and make me go upstairs and throw the hay down. They'd turn the light off and run to the house. I don't. It made me not like darkness. I don't. There's no darkness in my heart. It's all light because Jesus put it there. When his light shine. When I was about 5 years old, I think I've told you before about it, I started preaching. We had an old dog that sucked eggs. And you know, then back in them days, that's been a long time ago. You done away with old dog when you got your eggs. That was a staple. And we had to do away with him. I preached that dog's funeral. Every night, I'd get my brother and sisters around me up there, and I'd get me a little chair and turn around back there. I'd get up there and pop my hand and preach. And that old dog, he died. One of these days, we're going to die. But the difference is we're going to heaven with Jesus if we accept him and invite him into our heart. Thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in a mother's womb. I will praise thee. I like this. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth how right well. Does your soul know him right well today? Do you know him as Savior today? Have you put him first in your life? He alone can save. He alone. All the goodness we could ever muster, all the positive things we could ever get together, not going to get us to heaven. Take the blood of Jesus. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except by me. He also said, he's going over and make me a mansion, too. I haven't been sending bricks over a long time. Some heads as hard as bricks, anyhow. The thing I want you to know today is God loves you more than anything. God loves you more than life. He loves you more than his son. He loves you more than everything that you could even think of. God loves you that. God puts us first. I don't know why. I don't know how he could love us that much. I don't understand that. But I know that he does. Say, preacher, have you ever seen him? No, I've not seen him. I've not seen him, but I know he's there. I felt him. I feel him in my heart. I know he's with me all the way. He says, all the way, my song says, all the way my Savior leads me. Praise God. All hearts clear. I would ask you today as we close out, close this service. If you died today, would you know that you where you would spend eternity? You know, We never knew this day and time. I might walk out and fall down them steps and break neck. I'm not trying to threaten anybody. I'm not trying to scare anybody. If I could, I'd scare the far out of everybody. That's not going to get you anywhere. Love of Jesus drawing your soul is what's going to get you somewhere. I'm Wes Sander. If she would come, play something softly. I'm not going to ask you to sing anything. All I'm going to do while she's playing softly, ask if you'd stand. If you need to praise God this morning, you can praise Him where you stand. That's what an altar's for. Come to lay our burden down. Lay our burden on the altar and don't take it back home and mess with it all this next week. But let Jesus strengthen and guide. He loves you that much. There's a soul here this morning that doesn't know Him as Savior. I would invite you to come. Say, Lord, I want You living in me. I desire the love that only you have, Lord. You can save your soul today. You can be assured before you walk out that door that you're going to spend eternity with Jesus. He loves us that much. As I am without one plea, O Lamb of God, I come. You see, God wants us the way we are. He'll do the changing. He'll do the changing. Has He changed your life? I hope each one of you have a rest of a good day and a good week. Take an opportunity this week to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Tell them you love them today. You walk up to somebody and tell them you love them, they might feel a little strange, but that's all you got to do. Brother Bill, would you dismiss us this morning?